Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ring the bell. We've done it again. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates to 4.875 fixed. Lower your monthly payment, get cash out, pay off credit cards, and best of all, make no mortgage payments for 2 months. Lock in this incredible 4.875 rate and get your cash in as little as 14 days. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
5.81 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, now all of a sudden I can't get on the Miss USA website. Miss Maine USA website. Can't get on there, Al. Can you get on there?
I cannot get on there.
I mean, what is going on?
I think we crashed the Miss Maine website. Because mine just went service unavailable. Maintenance downtime or capacity problems.
Well, hopefully everybody's voting for Jordan and they're raising a lot of money.
I mean, that is nuts. Crash the Miss Maine USA website? I mean, it has to be something to do with that, right? Us talking about it. I mean, all of a sudden it's...
What does this have to do with Hancock? All I hear is you guys saying that.
Well, Jordan Hudson won Miss Hancock. Yeah. Which is a town in Maine, and then they all bring all the winners together, and then they have a Miss Maine contest.
So she advances from
that.
And
then the winner of that then goes, this is the Miss USA. It's not the Miss America deal.
Right.
It's separate, so it's a Miss USA deal.
Yeah, so she won in Hancock and then moves to Miss Maine. Yeah.
Hence all the talk about Hancock.
That's right. And as I said yesterday, from Hancock to Old Cock, just couldn't help myself again.
Got it.
Yeah. Because you get it, because he's...
I cannot believe I can't get into this website now.
You want to hear from Luke DeCock? He was on with Dan Patrick.
Yeah. Who was?
Luke DeCock.
Who's that?
Does he cover the NHL or something?
Oh, he does. He covers the Hurricanes, the Panthers, the Carolina Panthers, and North Carolina.
What's his name?
Luke DeCock. Can you be... mature for a second?
No, we cannot. You can't ask us to be mature on a feel-good Friday. Hancock, Luke DeCock, Old Cock. Come on. We can't be mature.
He was on the Dan Patrick Show literally 2 days ago talking about this.
About what? Miss Maine?
Well, the whole Jordan Hudson, Bill Belichick thing.
Oh, okay.
I don't have to play it.
Play it.
So, and then I'll get back to the Knicks. So this was him... And he admitted that he has not covered this like he would because of the run the Hurricanes are on and what's gone on locally in sports. But he also made it clear that Jordan Hudson doesn't seem like your run-of-the-mill publicist right now.
At this point, would anyone be shocked if Jordan Hudson posted on Instagram, I'm so excited Bill has decided to switch to a base nickel. This is going to be great for the football program. Like, no one would at this point.
And so here is where he's talking about how this Belichick situation, you know, with the perception, you know, smoke fire perhaps at some point.
UNC's brand is at stake here. They hired Bill Belichick to sell tickets and put butts in seats and eyeballs on screen as much as win football games. And when it becomes a sideshow, when your athletic department becomes a Jordan Hudson management program instead of a football program, that is when it becomes a story.
And that's when, you know, he says he's going to have to start covering it probably and start writing about it. But so far, his attention...
This has all come from this book situation.
Right.
That's where most of this has come from. If the book wasn't out there and this thing didn't happen with CBS News, would everybody be screaming and yelling about it?
No,
of course not. So it really comes from the book. It doesn't come. And I know she was on the field, you know, wearing that long jacket and the white boots and everything. She looked like she was the head of the cheerleaders.
Yeah.
That's kind of a weird look for sure. Yeah, I'm not saying that it's not. But if this book situation doesn't happen, then nobody's even talking about it.
Probably
not
true.
As much.
And
for
I know
sure.
one thing: nobody's talking about, you know, Miss Maine USA,
right?
And more people could be paying attention to that now.
I mean, the website has crashed.
It has crashed, completely crashed. It says error establishing a database connection.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering if ESPN2 is going to cover it.
Oh, that'd be genius if they did. How about CBS Sports Network? They should cover it.
Oh, Miss Maine?
Yeah, and then just play it while Al and Jerry are on from 5 to 6.
Well, I mean, they played cards this morning, so.
Was it actually poker or was it like go fish?
No, it was. It was poker.
It was just a bunch of random guys playing Uno.
Be better than the 1976 strongman competition they run sometimes.
Oh, that was a good one that year.
Yeah, that was a good
one. Was a really good one.
Knicks Pistons last night. So you had this. This has been going on throughout the course of the series. And Mike Breen explaining what he's hearing.
The crowd chanting, flopper, flopper.
Yeah, that was towards Jalen Brunson. Well, the flopper got the best of the Pistons and their fans.
Brunson puts up a three.
Yeah, but to know
that has got to be the most unbelievable feeling for a player.
We blew the tease because we were so wrapped up in Hancock. I'm sorry, everybody that's waiting for
the. What's the matter?
I teased before your update. I was going to give the horse guys Kentucky Derby pick, and we got sidetracked. So I got people yelling at me on X here. I'm sorry. You want to deliver it this year, Boomer?
I know how much you deliver.
Click clack.
This is
who?
Click clack.
No. This is. From our horse guy who got it right last year, and we co-signed this. We put our name on it.
What we should do before we announce it? Can you look at the odds for this horse? I want to see if we our announcement affects the odds.
Well, no, it's the Kentucky Derby. That's not going to happen. There's so many people betting on that. So the horse guy's prediction: the Kentucky Derby winner will be. Sovereignty, the 18. The 18 horse. Sovereignty is this year's pick from Horse Guy, who won a lot of people a lot of money last year. Gamble at your own risk. Be careful. Don't bet more than you have.
Don't bet over your head.
Don't bet over your head. But if you want to put $5-$10 on Sovereignty to win, you might get a little something back.
Who owns Sovereignty?
Hoo-ah.
You know?
Hoo-ah.
Who's the trainer?
I don't know. Sovereignty's, 5-1, it says?
5-1. Bill Mott.
Okay. Love Bill Mott.
Jose Alvarado's riding.
Okay. There you go.
He's a closer.
Bravo on any of those horses?
Joe Bravo. I don't see Joe Bravo anywhere. Let me see. Hold on. No, I don't see him anywhere.
All right. Sorry, Jerry, but I promised the
That's
people.
All right.
Promised the people.
Sovereignty.
I forgot about it. Sovereignty.
Sovereignty at 5-1. I mean, that's the favorite, right?
The 18 horse. No, it's not the favorite.
It's not?
No. Favorite is somebody else. I forget.
Oh, Journalism.
Yeah. There you go.
What's that? 2-1? 3-1?
3-1.